Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You will never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we love.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
Good evening. Welcome for the final time this year. It is Thursday night football. How quickly the season, the COVID-affected season, has gone. And it's the Broncos versus the North Queensland Cowboys tonight. It is not a match between two high flyers in season 2020, but the Tigers, the Broncos, are playing to avoid the spoon. So there are stakes on the line here tonight. If they win, then that will force Canterbury to have to beat the minor premiers Penrith, who are pretty strong on Saturday afternoon. It's pretty much a full-strength Penrith outfit, a couple of outs, but that would be hard going for the Dogs. So the Brisbane Broncos win tonight. They might just avoid their first ever spoon. MG, hello to you.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Del. Hello, everybody who's listening all around the state and up in Queensland. It might be the last round of the season proper, but that doesn't stop the drama continuing for the NRL, does it? Today, the more drama we'll be talking about in a minute with some talk that maybe Craig Bellamy might be headed to the Broncos. But this way, this game tonight, and I can't wait to get to hear Dale's thoughts on it, being a very, very proud Bronco. The first time in their history since 1988. Could you believe that we're commentating on a game tonight that could see the Brisbane Broncos be handed the wooden spoon? I never thought I'd see it. I never thought I'd see it in my days.
It'll be the worst season for Broncos no matter what, but it's the history if they go down tonight. Wendell Saylor, come on. Come on. I know you're one of Brisbane's greatest sons, but a bit of a smile. You've been at golf all day.
Yeah.
Bit of a smile on your face, mate.
No, I'm happy, but I just play terrible golf. mate, you know, I don't mind putting it out there when I played well. I played at Bonnie Doon today, and
well, that's a hard little course.
It's tough. I actually wiped five holes, and I didn't record my score today. I said to the boys, don't put it in the comp. That's how bad I went.
Wow. You're like that golfer, Danny Lee. Did you see what he did to the US Open?
Yes, six putted.
He had six putts on the last and just picked up his ball and walked off.
He looks more like DeChambeau, but the bloke who won it, the muscle.
DeChambeau.
Oh, Wendell DeChambeau.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on, boys. Now, I'm not that good.
Now, look, some games are diamonds
and
some games are stones. And this might end up being one of the great games of the season, because any time the Broncos play the Cowboys, it always turns out to be a great game. But they're not high flyers. So, you know, we've put our thinking caps on.
Yep.
How do we spice this up a little? And we'll pay the game the respect it does deserve, because there's a lot of you Broncos and a lot of you Cowboys fans listening. But in the past, MG, we've come up with ideas to spice up, you know, low-ranking teams like rugby league roulette.
Oh, one of the best.
Right, that's our Friday. Well, it used to be our Friday 6 p.m. staple when we'd get the
But saying that, we only played it probably twice. So sometimes game surprise.
Yes, exactly. So that was reserved for when the bad Titans would play the Warriors or something like that.
Yes.
So an idea has gone around today. We have not quite a consensus. I believe that just to spice things up and to give the listeners a bit of interest and a bit of fun, I think it's time we hear MG and Wendell Saylor do play-by-play commentary. Just little bits and pieces.
No way.
Way overdue, mate.
No way.
MG was excited by the idea on the group text chain. Yep. He was very quick to say, yes, sir, or whatever it was.
What? Woohoo. How good.
How good.
Oh, no, I said I love that idea.
But we didn't get a response from Wendell, Queensland's greatest son, Saylor.
To be fair, I'm happy to do whatever you want to do, but I was too busy playing golf. I was too busy trying to fetch the ball out of the rough.
Well, that's not a no.
So just for a set of six tonight, we have a go.
A set of six.
Okay.
It's never been done.
Yeah. Okay.
In the history of radio around the world, we've done our research. Nowhere in any sport have two play-by-play callers made their debut in exactly the same game.
Well,
we didn't research very hard, but
it did happen once.
Oh, yes. Oh, on radio.
Oh, on radio.
Because on TV, of course, MG and Ben Eichen, very famously.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Called a Canberra Raiders versus
Vossie at halftime. Just had a bit of food poisoning on the way down.
Well, let's be honest. You did Tonya Harding him in the back.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, but I didn't.
You know,
I didn't think Ben Eich would be so good, so I thought I'd get it all to myself. Yeah, but he went down and Timmy Gilbert came up, who was on the sideline, and we'd already started. So Buzz McNamara said, no, just keep going, boys, you know. And that was, from that day on, I had a real newfound affinity for the head caller.
Yes.
Because I know how hard a bloody is.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I'm happy to stay in my lane. I know I'm good at what I do.
Yep.
It's all a bit of fun. It's all a bit of fun,
though. If you want, okay.
Might need to do it.
I suppose.
If it's a close game,
we won't be called. Okay. I'll give you a set late in the first half, depending on how things go, and we'll just see how we go, Del.
Sure.
I don't want to make you... I'm not Harvey Weinstein. I don't want to make you do things you don't want to do.
Oh, that's very funny.
Ben Dobbin, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you.
Hello, Dan. Geez, you're a giving man, Dan.
Aren't I just?
Two legends. Unbelievable. Good evening, everyone.
And you know what? It could be the start of something special. Wendell could discover that it's a talent he didn't even know he had.
No, he's talented, sure. Wendell. He knows he's talented. We all know he is. And so is MG. Look, Suncorp Stadium, and you're right about these two. I mean, we all remember 2015 in the grand final. And plenty of games since there, but it won't be that tonight. But the big news in Brisbane, and it's just broken just very, very recently, is that the Broncos have been in discussions with Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne Storm coach, to head to Brisbane as a coaching director from 2022 for 5 years. Now, Kevin Walters and Paul Green interviewed today. My understanding is that regardless of it, Kevin Walters has pretty much got this job.
Yes.
This job is Kevin Walters' to lose when he went in there, and it was made all the more with the coaching director of Craig Bellamy as the bloke over the top getting the culture in place. Now, a lot can happen in this game, as we know, and there's a lot of things, but Melbourne are aware. This has been going on for over a month. And Melbourne are aware that Brisbane are in the race for Craig Bellamy's services as a coaching director for on a 5-year deal. Wow. So they are very much. And, I mean, it's a lot of personal reasons. I mean, Craig Bellamy's family's up here. He wants to move back up here. He's on the Gold Coast. It fits a lot. He's 61 this week. You know, he doesn't want to be a full-time head coach moving forward. So this ticks a lot of boxes. His relationship with Kevin Walters is obviously very close, and this could have huge shockwaves for the Melbourne Storm and the Brisbane Broncos moving forward.
Do we have any indication on Bellamy's response to this? Because he's been linked to clubs in the past, and he's always very quick to say, no, it's rubbish, there's nothing to it, nothing from my side. Do we think he is interested?
My understanding is there's three rugby league clubs that have been interested in this, and he is very interested to the point that he made it aware to the Melbourne Storm that this process had started. He was reached out to by a manager, and it has been a process since then, and he made it aware to the Melbourne Storm out of respect for that club and what he's achieved there and what they've done and how much he holds them in his heart, that this was a very big option.
Wow, it could be a triple blow for Melbourne. Cameron Smith, Craig Bellamy and Dave Donaghy, the CEO. Yeah.
Dave Donaghy will be the CEO of the Brisbane Broncos. Despite all the denials, you can all say it, he will not be there till the new year. Paul White, my understanding is, will stay on. He was going to finish at the end of October. My understanding is that he will stay on till the end of January. There's a non-compete clause, and it'll just so happen once that time's up, for Dave Donaghy, he will come over and take over at the Brisbane Broncos as the CEO. Now, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge, but my mail is on that is very, very strong.
What's happened to Ben Eichen?
I understand that he hasn't got the job.
Okay. So he's got a very lucrative...
So can you imagine, boys, can't you, and Benny, that... I'm just going back to Kevin and Greeny as far as the interviews go.
Yeah.
You can imagine Greeny be going in very similar to what maybe a Seabold was, very diplomatic, very organised. Kevin, you're going with a passion card. But that's a card I want at the moment. If I'm a Broncos fan, a Broncos player, I want the passion card. I want that on the table, even for a couple of years. until they need passion in their jersey back. And I think Kevvy Walters is the man to bring him back that passion.
I agree. I think, you know, when you looked at when Seibold got the job, you know, apparently Kevvy was promised the job by Paul White, but I don't know what happened. And that's why the old boys got so pumped up about it. And unfortunately, Seibold probably copped a bit of heat there. And if you look at the coaches that have gone through the Broncos, mate, we haven't had a player of Kevvy's, you know, DNA that knows the club inside out, that's been through the tough times of the club, as in, you know, I think he got sacked by Wayne, him and Glenn Lazarus, you know, and assistant coaches and stuff, and then 2015 grand final, he was there. But I just think at this stage, the Broncos need Kevvy Walters there. Paul Green is a great coach.
I agree.
But I don't think they need Paul Green at the moment.
So it Wendell, sounds like
Wendell, can I just say something about what you just said about Kevvy? The Broncos hierarchy, and this has been, and I've had them tell me this, well, they said if Kevin Walters is the coach, they refuse to let a club legend fail, and they're going to put the right pieces around him to make sure that they never want to see a club legend of the Brisbane Broncos embarrassed as a coach. And they said to me, if he is the coach, we will be determined to put the right people around him. I think Craig Bellamy fits that calibre.
And it sounds like, and just to tick this off, that whether Bellamy comes or not is irrelevant as in regards to Walters. Walters, the job, from what you're saying, he's got his nose in front now.
Yeah, I believe his nose is in front. And look, a lot can happen. Kevin Walters was guaranteed that job when Wayne didn't. Like, let's make no mistakes about an Anthony Seibold, and we know the rest is history. My understanding is that Kevin Walters is the favourite.
Yeah.
He interviewed today, so did Paul Green, and there'll be an announcement next week on this Broncos job. The Broncos coach, whether or not it's Paul Green or Kevin Walters, it will be announced next week.
Who decides this?
There's a board, the board of directors, because they had a committee, but this time it's a board. Now, there's a News Limited representative, Paul White, Carl Morris, the chairman, Tony Joseph, who's a board member here, Vicky Wilson and Darren Lockyer. And they all were present today when that meeting took place and both coaches presented, and then they make that decision. But the due diligence has been going on for weeks, and it's been intense, and they've spoken to a lot of people. They've done their due diligence on Kevin Walters. They've gone back to all his coaching records, all the club he's been at, and they've done that with Paul Green as well. Make no mistakes. They have found out the reasons why Paul Green isn't at the North Queensland Cowboys. They have really done their due diligence on this.
Okay.
Well, we should have done it with Seibold.
One more from me. Well, geez, they didn't have much to go on. They had half a season at South and they thought he was the golden child.
A five-year deal.
One more. Let's say, so what you said is interesting. They're going to put the pieces around Kevin Walters. Well, geez, they've got a roster that needs working on, but okay, let's say their coaching director idea they think is a goal, but Craig Bellamy says no. You're saying Carl Morris is very much part of the process, the chairman. He said in the Courier Mail last week or the week before that he is open to reuniting with Wayne Bennett. Could we see, if the Bellamy recruitment doesn't happen, a Walters-Bennett forced marriage?
I believe it could happen, and I think both parties there are open to it. But I also would say this. Wayne Bennett, if he's not at Brisbane, will be at a Queensland club, and I believe it'll be Redcliffe when they're the next team coming in. Redcliffe have been very strong on this as well. And I spoke to Wayne about it, and he said, wouldn't that be brilliant? He said, wouldn't it be brilliant? He knows those guys very well. He'd be the perfect guy to go in as a coaching director to Redcliffe. If they are the second team in Brisbane, they have launched their bid this week as well. I dare to dream. You'd love to see Wayne and Kevvy. I don't think it will actually happen. I think Bellamy will end up at Brisbane. That is my gut feel. This is a long way down the track.
One more, and then we've got to move on. How much impact do you think the Broncos board, the impact of the former players, the Tallises, the Renoffs, the Hancocks, although I haven't heard much from him, but the Lazaruses, the former players that have smashed the club, and most would say, you know what, rightly so, how much is it in their minds, we've got to go with Kevvy, and he clearly may well be the best man for the job, but, you know, if Walters and Green, if all things are considered equal, well, geez, let's go for Kevvy because we don't want to cop it from those former players anymore because they have a lot of pull in the media.
Yeah, you're right, and it's been something that's been addressed. The board are filthy about the way the old boys have behaved, and they're passionate, but gee whiz, it's got personal. I think that whoever takes this job on, and I believe it is Kevin Walters, there won't be any comment from the old boys, and rightly so because they've got their man. But
if you look at it, it hasn't just been Anthony Seibold who the old boys have been critical of. They were critical of Wayne at the end. They were critical of Anthony Griffin. They were critical of Ivan Henjak. There's been a pattern of behaviour, and that needs to stop as well. No disrespect. These guys gave blood for their club. They won premierships after premierships, and they are entitled to their opinion. But I think they're going to get their man, and I think the dogs will stop barking.
Hmm. I think the game's changed a heap since we played, you know, back in those days where you took a lot less to stay and win premierships and that culture. And that's what they've got to get back to Broncos, is the culture, because it's not what the Broncos used to
because be. Because at the moment, look at Penrith. There's two clubs who do that. But best, Melbourne and the Roosters have won the most premierships in the last 10 years because players will stay for less for a culture and to win comps.
And that's why
that used to be the Broncos.
And look at the Panthers. I know they haven't won anything yet, but they're a happy team. And it looks like they will just, you know, take less to stay there.
Yeah, they will.
Good stuff, Dobbo. Thank you very much. We'll come back to you shortly because we've got a game to call here, Brisbane versus North Queensland. And tonight, of course, we say farewell to two greats of the game, Gavin Cooper and Darius Boyd. And we'll talk about them a little bit later on. Just seeing some shots here of them arriving at the ground. Both have very happy memories of Suncorp Stadium. Triple M rocking your footy on a Thursday night. Broncos and the Cowboys, the last round of the season. We do it for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas.
For McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
You can tweet us anytime at Triple M underscore NRL. Triple M rocking the footy for Maccas. Just haven't had Maccas for a few days, MG. Maccas, the Monopoly game still going. McDonald's.com.au and Ream Hot Water. Steady, hot and strong. I've got to give a shout out.
Go for it.
I used tyre power today.
Oh.
I had a flat. And I did something. I don't know if this is naughty. I suspected that it was I hadn't been in the car since last night, and I suspected it was only a small hole. So I pumped, went to the survey.
Okay.
Because the survey is literally down the hill from my place, right?
Yep. Rolled down.
So I just rolled it down essentially, pumped up the tyre, sat there for 10 minutes, and saw that it didn't go down. So I thought, okay, well, I can get this to. Anyway, went to the tyre power at Rosebery, and Louis looked after me. And I'll tell you what they did, Del, which was really, they could have gouged me. Because I think they saw that I had no idea what... I said to them, do all four tyres need... Because I knew they were getting close to the end. And I said, if you need to change all four, change all four. And he's looked at him and he goes, nah, I reckon you'll get another year out of the bag.
Oh, wow.
Could have gouged me, Louis, but
Louis.
He didn't. So,
what a man.
So there, didn't know, you know, there was no sort of look after the guy on radio because...
That's good. Not like Maroon.
No, they confused me with Maroon. Well, I should have said I was Maroon. I might have got a better deal.
He's got his own worries for Maroon. He's got his own worries.
But no. I highly recommend. See, that's what you want to go to somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it comes to like a mechanic or a tyre player, anything car, they can see you coming, right? They can see if you've got no idea. And the people there, I think Chris owns the joint there, ABC, Botany Road Tyre Power. So good. Well done, boys. Thank you very much. I highly recommend them.
Well, there's nothing better when one of the sponsors of our show is... It brings pleasure to us.
Yeah.
Then we can spruik them even more.
Exactly.
Legitimate spruiking.
100%. 100%. And I happily pay. Like, it wasn't as if, me a freebie or...
We all happily pay, mate.
Yeah, well, I emailed our sales staff and they said, if you emailed us yesterday, we could have done something. But anyway. New rules, gents. This is what we're going to have tonight. So tonight and for Warriors Manly. So this is the only game we'll call this weekend with these new... changes in effect. The use of... Let's tick these off as we go.
Yep.
Use of six again for 10-metre infringements.
Yeah, so if you're offside, instead of just around the ruck area, they're going to say six to go.
I think we've seen...
A couple of them creep in, maybe?
I reckon teams were starting to happily give away offside penalties on their try line.
Yeah.
You know, they might have defended a couple of sets and then they'd stand offside on purpose.
I like this, but I'd like to see them... And I just don't know why we haven't ever gone back to the five in the bin. For continued infringements on your own line.
Yeah.
I just don't know why we say... If in the back of my mind, if I know I'm going to get... I'm going to be off the field for two or three sets.
Yeah.
I'm going to toe the line a bit more than these guys are at the moment. I think this 5 minutes is enough. 10 minutes for professional fouls and all that kind of stuff. But 5 minutes, when you're on your line, you keep doing what you're doing, and they keep going six to go. So
was it your idea? Send them off for five. They stand at the back of the dead ball line, and if the other team scores, they're allowed back.
That's
on.
Right. Like Oztag and stuff, or touch footy. It's kind of like and you're there with the crowd. If it's a full crowd, and you're in the sin bin.
Yep.
You're standing in your box.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah.
The naughty box. The naughty corner.
There you go.
The naughty corner.
They push you out.
You could sponsor that. Get any product.
I think you and I've been the naughty corner a few times.
Oh yes.
And you have it painted. What colour could you
red.
Paint? You're red. That's exactly it.
You're in the red box, bud. See ya.
What about this one? Handover for kicks into touch rather than a scrum. Fine with that, Dil?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Because you know, Dil,
yeah.
When we're forwards, we're tired.
Yes.
We say to our halfback, put in the touch. Game management.
Yep.
So we walk to the scrum. We take that time. We pack the scrum. Now, there's no scrum.
That's right.
They play the ball from there. So
we can see things like rugby. I like in rugby, ball gets booted into touch. The winger goes,
catches it
on the full and just hurls it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Play good. Gets underway.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
Speed the game
up. I like that.
That's still in rugby stuff.
I know. It's one of the few things we could probably steal. Well, they've stole so much from us, like you.
Oh, hey. They're happy to give me back too, just slightly.
Nominated forwards only in the scrum. This one seems to be the one that is contentious.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's contentious because there's so much interchange, and what if a centre comes on in number 14 or 15 and is playing back row?
Yeah.
How's the ref going to differentiate between who's who in the zoo? I like the fact that the old traditionalists are being recognised here. Because every time you talk to someone from the 60s and 70s or 80s who love their rugby league, they say to you, please bring the proper scrum back.
Yeah.
I said, no, they're gone. They're gone forever as we know them.
Yeah.
I think that their scrum should stay because it's the perfect attacking weapon for any team if you're smart enough, especially when they can take it anywhere on that line they want, 10 metres in, halfway, 20, 10 metres in from the other side, Dale. I think what this is going to stop is from blokes like David Clemmer and Tau Malolo and getting the ball off the 5-8 or off the halfback from the scrum and just barging over. And likewise, having, the big Saifidi brothers in defensive line 5 metres out. So, I don't know.
You know what I'd like to bring back? Winger in.
Off the tap.
You remember that? Winger in. So the winger comes in.
And then everyone just smashes him.
Virtually there.
Well, the winger would throw the ball to the hooker, and then he'd have to bring the ball around. Just the winger in.
Yeah, just winger in.
That was how the wingers would start a set.
Yeah.
And Warren Bolan was often the winger.
Yeah.
With Warren Bowler.
Yeah.
God, he would have had the moustache knocked off him.
And the forwards, their eyes would slide up. And
it'd be like a feeding frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, here he comes when you're in.
And this is the one that is going to be fascinating to see how it plays out. Bunker referrals to reduce stoppage time. If the ref believes a try has been scored, he'll make his decision. He'll award a try. And then while the kick is about to take place, the bunker will look at it.
Okay.
And then, I suppose, whisper to the referee, hang on, you might have got that one.
Well, like wrong. Jackson Paulo last week.
Yeah, like Jackson.
But, I'd rather the referee not do anything. I'd rather the referee just say, okay, have a look at that on the way back to the goal kick. I'm not going to make a judgment because then the bloke in the box is trying to be too much affiliated with what the referee's saying, so that it doesn't look like they're crossing each other's tail.
Yeah.
So just every time there's a try, say, okay, it's a try, then get the blood to look at it.
Yeah.
On the way back to the kick, you know what? No way is it a try. So
And we still have the ability, when the on-field referee is unsure as to whether a try has been scored, he will refer this to the bunker as normal.
Yep.
So, but what's confusing about that, he's still going to have to award no try or try. I guess he'll just, if he's not sure, he's going to go no try. Anyway, we'll see how it plays out tonight. But the only problem I'd have, gents, with these is why didn't we look at this a month ago? Well, there were games that we
knew. A lot of
dead
rubbers, yeah.
Manly Gold Coast last week was a game that they could have easily. The problem is there's only two games we're trying it. It's not a big, unless there's a massive stuff up where we're going to go, well, geez, you can't do that again.
Well, there was. That Jackson Paulo's try.
That's exactly right.
Come on.
But I mean this week. These trials.
Yeah, yeah.
If at least you've had half a dozen games, you can go, okay, well, that actually, we've had a good look at it now. That seemed to work.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I'm open for anything to make the game quicker. Attrition in this game brings all the little guys back into it. And I love that fact.
Are you guys worried with the injuries that we've had this year?
I thought about that. Yeah. And I think that In these circumstances, when the guys don't get a chance to mend their wounds because they're on a flight or or they've got to go back into a bubble.
Recovery, yeah.
And they've got to, it's just everything's so different. You know, that's why I don't mind resting players.
Yep.
You know, as many as you, if you get to this stage of the year and you want to rest 12 players, good luck to you, I say, because it's not an ordinary year.
Couple of games this week have been, let's be honest, they've been ruined by resting.
Yep.
Do you, namely the Canberra-Cronulla game and the Melbourne-St. George Illawarra game. Now, that's not to say those sides could win. In fact, with our Ladbrokes, they're only slight outsiders.
30 or 40 cents here and there.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So it wouldn't be the biggest shot. I couldn't see them winning, but you never know. Especially Melbourne. I mean, that's... And Canberra presents some good players as well. But are we comfortable with this, given Melbourne in particular is locked into second? They, like every other team, has one thing in mind, and that is to win a premiership. And that they are thinking it is in our best interest to rest our best players and make sure they are fresh for the first game that counts, which is week one of the finals.
Yeah, look, they're comfortable enough and they've been there enough times to know what they're doing. So Bellamy, I love what he's thinking and how he thinks about it. You know, Penrith are quite different because I reckon they've got to keep that momentum going. I know, I think Burton's on the bench, he's number 14, but I like the Storm and what they're about. They know how to do it. They're just so well-rounded.
I'd rather see a semi-finals with every player playing
at the best,
than three or four stars being injured in the last game of the season, which meant nothing. I just think that, look, and this is not an ordinary year, Dan. This is an extraordinary year when nothing's aligned. Nothing. This is unprecedented what we're seeing at the moment. So, look, I get it that the TV shareholders,
they have a right to complain.
Of course they do. Of course they do. There's no doubt in the world.
Because we see during Origin, when it's on in the middle of the year, the ratings for NRL go down.
Plummet.
Because people don't want to watch second grade teams.
And that's what I equate it to. I equate this last round to like a bye in the Origin round.
Exactly.
That's what I think it's like. But I think I would rather see a full complement of players in the first week of the finals than five or six stars out because they played in the last game. Look at Melbourne, for instance. If Melbourne lost Smith and Munster against the Dragons,
it's all over.
So why not wait till you get the Roosters? And if you lose against the Roosters, well, okay, I'll take that.
What about the idea now that's being floated? Well, if teams are going to do this en masse, I mean, the fascinating one is Ricky Stewart. They could still finish fourth.
That's a head scratcher.
Parramatta are no certainties to beat West Tigers.
No.
They've got something to play for, the Tigers. Yeah. They're farewelling two of their greats.
Yeah.
Parramatta, you can't call them certainties against anyone right now. So after Ricky's move, in particular, but also Craig Bellamy, there's been the suggestion, well, why don't we copy the AFL and have a week off? Maybe have some wild card games in between. Do you like the idea of a week off?
Yes.
If it guarantees that we don't have this, we get full strength teams in the final round, week off, and then obviously we kick off the finals.
Yes. I think way, way back when we got this McIntyre system, when we first went to that, we copied the AFL.
Yep.
We don't copy them on many things because we're such a different game. But I think on this one, they got it right.
Yep.
If the last week of the year is a bye, get everyone right for the finals that are looming, there goes your chance. There's your chance to the rest players. Oh, I love that idea.
Okay.
I love that idea.
And you could.
You do anything. You can have an NRL Olympics with all the players who aren't in the semis.
Well, you know what you should do? Here's my idea. If you're going to have a weekend off, if you're fair income about your women's comp, you make that spare weekend
your
sort of big launch of the women's comp.
There you go.
And you could play a final on a Thursday night instead of two on the Saturday. I love the two on the Saturday because it's 4 hours of helter-skelter footy. But you could have Thursday night if you want, so you've created another sort of big product. But anyway, what about you, Del? Do you like the week off?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think players need to freshen up. And then when you have that week off, you just come back and you're ready to go. Because, I know that we say it a lot, but it's like another competition.
Mm.
And I reckon this year also, that bottom four, I reckon someone from there can come.
Yeah, you get the feeling, don't you? You get the feeling.
That's sort of a crazy year.
At the moment, you look at it and you go, oh, Raiders, Knights, South, Sharks. Maybe the one from that bottom four is Raiders who could ignite.
Yeah.
But Knights or South could definitely ignite. I mean, Sharks, unlikely because they haven't beaten anybody above them this year. The first team to make the eight without beating anybody above them. So the other guys, but Knights with Ponga at the back, don't write them off. And their forward pack, South, if they click, they showed against Manly and the Eels and the Storm for 20, 30 minutes, they can compete. I get that feeling, Dale, as well, that something special is going to happen in this final series. I don't know what.
All right, we've got to go. We've got to take a break. Well, one more on that. So we have the week off. We're all in on that. Do you like 8v9 in the week in between? 8v9, the Friday night wild card game.
I just thought, I don't know. I
reckon they would look at that.
Yeah.
I reckon they go, it gives us something to fill the week with.
So an extra game.
It's an extra game. So it gives you more TV money.
So then you make a seven-team finals.
Well, you don't count. It's a playoff. Nine. It's like the old playoff.
Oh, playoff to come eighth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. I don't think if you're a ninth, I think it's too bad you've missed out. But I understand what you're trying to do there.
And the NRL, they'll sell you on, well, hang on, the eight was decided.
Imagine now, Sharks versus Titans for that spot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. With the Titans going as well.
And this will be the NRL's defence, because remember they tossed it up 18 months ago and everyone said that's the dumbest idea ever. And their thing was, yeah, well, hang on. The top eight the year before had been decided with 8 weeks to spare or something.
Yep.
And they came out and said, well, if we had ninth as a position or tenth as a position, then 36 dead rubbers wouldn't have been dead rubbers. Now, imagine if there was a battle this week for ninth. You got Gold Coast, you've got the Warriors, St. George, man, all yeah. in. Now, yes, you're rewarding mediocrity. I'm starting to warm to it.
Yeah, well, especially when... I suppose it's who delivers that, Dan. Last year you said that no one liked it. Well, maybe if Pete Philandes delivers that.
Yeah.
I think
if you say, listen, don't blame us, blame the clubs. The clubs have disrespected this last round. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a week off so you don't stuff us again.
Yeah.
And in between, we're going to have a wild card match.
I'm happy to see that.
Okay, there we go. I love it when we agree. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side of this. It is Brisbane versus North Queensland. Triple M rocking the footy.
Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. Tonight's game, Broncos, North Queensland Cowboys. MG, very excited to be able to call some play-by-play tonight. Any thought? I mean, we talked about this a couple of hours ago, so you've had time to get your head around it. I don't think we can coerce Wendell in. Now, I don't think he's interested.
Yeah, he'll have a go. He'll do a set of six.
Okay,
he'll
we'll worry about that in the second half. But let's, okay, what's your...
Look at it on tonight. The King G has a new work boot, the Quantum Safety Boots.
Is that right?
Yes, that's why I'm wearing them tonight. A leap forward in technology and design. The King G Quantum offers extreme protection and all-day comfort.
That's right. Well, it's a good-looking boot. And Quantum is one of the lightest work boots on the market. It's the boot for any job that you're in, whether it's heavy or light industrial. There's, you know, warehousing it's good for.
Commentating footy.
Yeah, logistics, transport. The all-new Quantum work boot from King G Australia at kingg.com.au, where comfort is king. Changes for tonight's game. Broncos 1-17. That's a rarity. And the Cowboys, Dejan Arce, is out. So Justin O'Neill, a late replacement in jersey 21. And Gavin Cooper will once again start from the bench. So I think they've given him the honour the last few weeks of wearing number 11, where he's done so much of his so much good work. But he's been starting off the bench. So Tom Gilbert, once again, the young man in his first year. Good story for the Cowboys this year. He will start in the 11 jersey. Del, we have spent so much of this year talking about how poor the Broncos have been, but my goodness, the Cowboys have been almost... you know what? If Brisbane win tonight, they and the Cowboys have the same record. That's how disappointing the Cowboys have been.
Yeah, look, I think when the Cowboys bought Valentine Holmes, we were all excited. Well, look, we knew it would take time, but I just think, you know, the rhythm and the way that he came back, it was always going to be tough, but they had a few injuries. Michael Morgan, unfortunately... He's had a tough couple of years. Yeah. And even when he's come back, he just doesn't look good, like, you know. And just some of their forwards, they just haven't worked well together. Tel Malolo, you know, he was injured there for a while and they just couldn't get their rhythm going. So they've been disappointing. And their outside backs. Mate, your outside five is such a big part of, you know, getting forward and their strike weapon. But, like, you know, I've just been so disappointed in Kyle Felt, because I think even him, I thought Origin this year, he's a big chance if he you know, kept playing consistently. But he hasn't been the same too. The shining light for me is Hamiso.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's been like, he's the real reason that you like to watch footy.
What do you boys make of Drinkwater? Because he can throw a magic pass. He can throw a wild one as well.
He's had some mistakes in him, hasn't he? Yeah. I think
he's a fullback. I really think he's a fullback. I think he's trying me in the back line. I think defensively he's a fullback. I prefer him not to be in the front line if I'm coaching, but he's got so much ability and so much skill as a fullback. I think And I think he's carried a bit of injury this year because he hasn't quite been himself. Because last year, I thought that he was going to be one of the, you know, real shining lights this season. Obviously, a lot of things have happened since then. But but even Essendon Masters, who signed from the Tigers, we thought, well, come on, their back line was always their weakness because they've always had good forwards. But someone like Cohen Hess, who's played Origin, 2 years ago, hasn't been seen off Bobby since.
Yeah, they just lacked that pack through the middle third, because when you saw their squad, you go, okay, these guys could do something here, and then they just haven't been consistent enough. And also, I reckon with their halves too, they rotated those halves in and out, and young Clifford, mate, I think you just got to stick with him.
Yeah.
I think he's such a talented player. I remember Tristan came through with him in the Queensland 20s. I think he scored 3 tries in one of those games, and I just thought, this kid's got a massive future.
Yeah. The Broncos, Payne Haas makes a return. He was out last week on compassionate leave. The two new faces, Jesse Arthurs, I don't think we've seen him in a little while. He's in the centres. And Jordan Rickey, young Kiwi, starting in the 11 jersey.
He scored that great try a couple of weeks ago.
What's been the best thing about the Broncos this year?
I think Herbie Farnworth. I think
Staggs in here.
But like Staggs has been good too, but Staggs I think has been a bit inconsistent too with his defence. But Farnworth, he seems, for his size, and they've got great footwork, he's got really good defence, he just knows where to be. So he's been a shining light. And I've got to say, I know he's only young, but Patrick Carrigan,
he'll play Origin this year.
Oh, mate, he's just the leader. They get beat up every week. And, you know, he's making tackles. He's putting his body on the line. And you know what I love best about it? He's happy to be accountable. He's happy to put up his hand for a young guy and say, we're not doing well.
Yeah.
This is where we should be. That's what I like about it.
Well, there wouldn't be a game this year where you can't go, geez, that bloke didn't have a go.
That's right.
He's always full of intent. All right, we've got to take a break. We've got to come back. And then we'll call this game Broncos, North Queensland Cowboys. Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.